Earth and Sky.
In early 2008, scientists launched the expansion of a system of robot airplanes to be used for science.
Scientists say these planes have the potential to revolutionize the way they observe Earth. They'll deploy the robot planes for missions they call dirty, dull, and dangerous.
That might mean forest fires, Arctic sea ice, or hurricanes. For instance, in 2007, a small pilotless plane withstood gusts of up to 130 kilometers an hour, that's about 80 miles an hour, as it flew within the eye of Hurricane Noel, collecting data on wind speed and pressure.
The aircraft got down into the lower part of the storm, even as low as about 250 feet above the ocean. This is a part of the storm where we typically don't have very many measurements, partly because it's way too dangerous for a manned aircraft to go in that low. If there's any small problem, you lose a couple hundred feet altitude and you're in the water.
That's Marty Ralph of the Earth System Research Laboratory in Boulder, Colorado. He told Earth and Sky that in addition to chasing hurricanes, the robot planes will gauge the potential for flooding from Pacific storms and will better measure the melt of Arctic ice.
We now are exploring a new tool that we can use to help take care of the planet we live on.
Our thanks today to NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. We're Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.